Well, clearly we are a city, and we're missing out on so many things, Steve. We're missing out on orchestras and ballets, and look at the Estedfords. I mean, I think your children are a bit young for Estedfords, aren't they?
Yeah, at the moment, but one day.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, we're having Estedfords in three different locations. And as great as those locations are, one of them actually is the Jetty High School. And, look, it's great that they give it to us. But the thing is, one particular year, I remember a little girl getting dressed at the back in the dressing room and having to walk through the rain to get to the hall to perform. I mean, this is ludicrous in this day and age. And as far as the art gallery is concerned, we've got a pokey little art gallery, as lovely as it is, and Lee does a great job, but we need to show off what we can do. You know, it's crazy not to have something like this.
Would an entertainment centre make the Jetty Theatre, though, which council runs and operates, would that make the Jetty Theatre redundant?
No, absolutely not. The Jetty Theatre has a different audience. That's what we're planning, a different audience. Plus, that's where we have our local community theatre groups performing there. They don't need a 650-seat theatre, but it is an option if they do. It is about choices. Why can't we have the Jetty Theatre as well as an entertainment centre?
So you're thinking 650 seats?
Well, we're looking at between 600 and 650. So, of course, you get the planners onto this, so then you've got to look for an appropriate site that will hold that amount of seatage. So, yes, I think our community would probably use the 600 to 650 seats.
Now, the master plan suggests redeveloping the Park Avenue car park, the Woolies, which we know as the Woolies car park in the main sort of square of Coffs Harbour. Do you support that, for that car park to be redeveloped into an entertainment centre?
Look, I have to tell you that the CBD master plan, you're absolutely right. It isn't about what I want. It is about what the community tell us. And also, let's say everybody says let's do it on the car park, Park Avenue. Everybody says that. But then when you speak to the engineers and the planners and they go, well, if you do that, the damn thing will fall down. So it's really about consulting with everybody. So what I want is I want an entertainment centre. I want one that is going to serve the community and be in the appropriate place, not somewhere where I just go, oh, yeah, that looks good.
Now, there's talk of $25 million. Is this money that council has put aside? Is this money that you hope to seek state, government, federal funding for? I mean, where is this $25 million being pulled from?
Well, I think that what we will do, we're looking at between 22 and 25. We're hoping to come in at 22, but we don't have actual plans yet. But if we could get the state and federal government to come in, that would be great, but I can't imagine that they've got $20 million squirreled away anywhere. This is something that we're going to have to do as a community. One is we may have to take out a loan. That will be probably, in my opinion, the most ideal way of doing it. But it's not just building it. We've got to maintain it. So there are pieces of land that we own that we may be able to sell off that are just sort of sitting there not doing anything. So we may be able to do that. There are so many options we can look at.
Is this why you're holding so strong to selling the potential car park for the hospital to the state government rather than just handing it over, because you want that money for the entertainment centre?
Well, I held strong on that because I actually didn't trust the fact that they would use the whole car park, that they would only use half of it and then they would land bank the other half and sell it off and make a profit, and that money goes out of town. If we can hang on to that money, the idea was that the money, if the state government bought it, that money would go into helping with other sporting facilities that are run down, toilets, nets, poles, parking, that sort of thing. Then maybe move it over into a cultural facility.
0467 922 684. That's my number, and I'd love a text from you this morning. One word, yes or no. How is this sounding? We've got the Mayor Denise Knight of Coffs Harbour City Council on this morning. It's toying with this idea of an entertainment centre costing around $22 million. Mayor, you're saying that you like the option of taking out a loan for this entertainment centre. To get a loan, you must be very confident that it's got big economic benefits for the region.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Look, as much as I hate to mention other places, but I'll mention Sydney. If I go to Sydney to see a show, I have to take time off work or take time away from costs, fly down or drive down, stay somewhere, pay for accommodation, go shopping, of course, naturally. And it just costs a lot of money. But what Sydney's doing is pulling me there. It's dragging me down there to go and see a show. What we should be doing is dragging them up here, saying we've got every bit as good as you do, and we've got the beaches, and we've got the people, and we've got the climate. Get out there. We deserve this. This is an unbelievable place to live, and this will just top it off.
Have you been looking at the Port Macquarie Glasshouse and what they what that facility, and I know that in the end that blew out of budget, but I mean, but that aside, what has that facility been able to do for tourism and the local economy for Port Macquarie? Because my understanding is that they're struggling a little to maintain it.
They're struggling a little bit to maintain it, I think because the operational side was not functioning very well. But we've learned a lot from the Glasshouse. Cost is not about the Glasshouse. What Port Macquarie have done, though, is they've boosted their tourism by having it there. We will run a completely different show, and we're a completely different organisation.
We've had one texter in saying this morning, fee no to the centre, do up the foreshores and tourists will come for free and then they'll spend. What do you say to that, Mayor?
This is another thing that has been brought up. The foreshores and the Skate Plaza and the CBD will not be sacrificed for the entertainment centre. They will not be sacrificed. The plaza, the Skate Plaza will open in May, so it's almost finished. The official opening is in June. The Jetty Foreshores is well on the way. It's supposed to start in September. I'm trying to get it to start earlier. So, yes, we don't have to sacrifice anything.
You don't think so? So you can't see us sacrificing anything?
No.
Okay.
But I am being terribly optimistic, I tell you. I am being incredibly optimistic.
Yes, I do wonder if the general manager has the same opinion.
Rolling his eyes at the moment. But really, if you don't go in with a positive attitude, this has been going on for such a long time. And they're the things that drag it down. Things like, well, we can't do it. Oh, we can't afford it. We can't put it there. Well, if you want it, we build it. Yes, there will be some small sacrifices. I know that. And yes, the general manager will probably punch me in the arm when I get there. But if we don't start somewhere and if we don't start with a positive attitude, nothing happens. Look what happened with the skate park. That wasn't there. We drove that and the kids will love it. Same with the Jetty Foreshores. That's been sitting there. Those plans have been sitting there forever and ever. Nothing happened. What did we do? We drove it home.